This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been doing the unsung heroes of the Oscars this week, the storyboard artists and the casting directors and the assistant directors. Today, a very sung hero of the Academy Awards, the 8.5-pound gold-plated naked statuette that the whole shebang is all about anyway. The Oscar is one of the most recognized trophies in the world. It's got more gold on it than any other trophy out there, by the way, and it has been made for the past 30 years by R.S. Owens & Company, where they make a whole lot of other big-name awards as well. Joseph Petrie is the design director there. Mr. Petrie, good to have you with us.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How does one get in the business of making all these trophies and statuettes?
It's a very interesting business, to say the least. I started myself about 25 years ago, and I always wanted things I couldn't afford, so I learned how to make them, and recognition is certainly one of those.
It absolutely is. Oscars, Emmys, what else do you guys make?
We've made a lot of awards for NASCAR. We do the Cotton Bowl. We do a lot of different bowl games, actually. We do Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Let's get to the big one, then, the actual Academy Award. It is technically, I heard, the Academy Award of Merit. Is that right?
Yeah, whenever it was originally designed, I believe he was originally drawn on a napkin, and one of the librarians at the Academy said, you know, that looks like my Uncle Oscar.
Yeah.
And I guess it kind of took.
Do you guys just have a standing order with the Academy? I mean, every, you know, February you start cranking out 50 of these things and then you're done?
Actually, we start communicating with the Academy about third or fourth quarter of the year, you know, before we're going to produce.
Yeah.
We start verifying quantities and things of that nature. Right now, the Academy is building a brand new facility, so we're working with them on inventory for that and things for display. So the numbers do vary somewhat, but on average, it's between 50 and 60.
How much repair work do you guys do on these things, right? Because if they get dented or dinged, you guys basically rebuild them, don't you?
Absolutely. We get shipments every now and then from the Academy. They'll correspond with us and let us know that they're coming. And then we will assess what actually needs to be done as far as the repair work is concerned. If it's just polishing them up and plating them up again and getting them, you know, dusted off. But we have had them come in various stages of being melted or having you know, dents in the back of their head where somebody used them as a hammer. some odd things, to say the least.
Is this thing made on an assembly line, or are they done by hand? How does it work?
Everything about Oscar is made entirely by hand. On every Oscar, there's a security number, a serial number on the back that coincides with one that's underneath the base so that if, God forbid, anything ever happens, they can be traced. And we don't know who is going to get that particular statue. Those serial numbers are tracked, you know, at the Academy. And whenever they go to the actual event, they grab them at random. They don't grab them in numerical sequence.
Yeah,
and it doesn't become somebody's until he goes out on that stage. And when he goes out on that stage, and obviously the applause are done, now he belongs to that person. And you know, we produce a plate for everybody who is nominated. We don't know who's going to win. And then they have those out at the event, and they have them separated by category. And so they know which category is going to come up. And then whenever the winner's announced, then they'll pull that particular plate and off they go.
Well, Mr. Petrie, thanks very much. That's Joseph Petrie. He's the design director at R.S. Owens, talking about the Academy Awards. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much.